This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Good morning, Bay Area. Hey, we got a brand new show right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. It's the Hot Jazz Financial Show with your host, Jay Weinstein. Jay's a former professional jazz musician, saxophone player, and hey, he's got the picks and the beard and the goatee to prove it. And he's going to play you some hot jazz music you'll love. Guaranteed. And also, as a matter of fact, he's an executive level retirement planner. You've got questions about retiring and all sorts of things related to getting out of the rat race alive? No more 9-to-5. Yippee! One day. But you gotta know the ropes. Jay's gonna really help you with great information. And it's every Tuesday and Thursday, straight up at 8 a.m. drive time, right here on 106.1 FM and 1340 AM. Now, without further ado, here's your host, Jay Weinstein.
All right. Good morning. Hey. Good to see you all, even though I can't see any of you, and maybe you can hear me. It's fun to do this radio show. I'm getting so many emails these days, questions about things. One of the questions I'm getting is about these Roth conversions and what does that mean and how could it help you? But it's a lot of information to go through, and you know, that's one of the things that people wonder about. And can it be something that'll be useful as you get into retirement and as you start looking at all the numbers and the figures and all these kinds of things? We're also going to play some soul music today. I got a whole lineup of great tunes to play just to kind of keep things light and to give you some fun tunes that from yesteryear. You know, I was watching the eclipse yesterday. I think it was on TikTok or one of the apps or something like that. People were filming it and showing it, and I thought it was just so cool. You know, you got that moon passing in front of the sun, and it was a big deal, you know. And I don't know, Ed, has any are there any like goblins that came out, or weird things happen that we don't know about?
But you know, all week I've been hearing how fantastic it's going to be, and I've seen some eclipses, and it was nothing more than some dark thunderstorms coming through, you know, around here. You know, it gets a little dark, people have the headlights on. But to see what really happened would have been amazing, because it went from, you know, daylight within a couple of seconds later, or, you know, whatever it was, to immediately go to straight darkness, like somebody just hit the dimmer switch.
Yeah.
And for it to just go down that fast. And they said it even got cooler. You could even feel it get cooler because
the
sun wasn't, you know, pounding on you no more.
Yeah.
But to see it was unbelievable. But I only saw it, you know, on TV and some apps.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, I don't know what the predictions were, but it was it's a cool event, you know, when it happens. And, you know, me, I'm always looking for topics or materials. And I said, you know, we got something extraterrestrial going on, you know. And, of course, then my mind went, well, we're all kind of souls or spiritual, you know, beings on this universe, I guess. And then I said, well, what about soul music? There it is. So I said, it's time to play some cool music. And of course, the first tune that popped up into my mind was what? Cloud Nine. Let's cue up Cloud Nine. Let's give a listen to The Temptations. Remember that tune? It's a great tune. Great beat to it.
The childhood part of my life wasn't very pretty. See, I was born and raised in the slums of a city. It was a one-room shack that slept in another chair beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat my trouble, man. Listen, my father didn't know the meaning of work. He disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks down there tell me, they say give yourself a chance and don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality is a rat race where only the strong is survive. It's a dog eat dog world and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets and lie.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
You can be what you wanna be.
Cloud nine.
You ain't got no responsibility.
Little Temptation music, yeah. And when I think of soul music, they're probably the first guys that I think of. You know what I noticed about that song just now that I never noticed? I noticed the bongos. Did you realize that they play bongos on that tune? It's
you know, we were thinking yesterday, some of the songs that came to mind, like you just said last night, this one came to mind because of the eclipse. So a lot, you know, we were yesterday thinking some songs that because of the eclipse. How about the Beatles? Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
I was thinking of those tunes. Actually, we played the Here Comes the Sun with the rain last week. So that's I decided to skip that one this week. So let's get a little bit to the meat of the show here, you know. And I got some emails about Roth conversions. And here's the bottom line, folks, you know, about financial preparing for retirement. I do executive level stuff. I've got clients all over the country. And always email me at J-A-Y, like you are, J-A-Y at deepdive1.com with questions. But the thing about planning is you need to look at the whole picture, right? And we're going to just intersperse some things and some of the tunes that are going to play for you today, because talking about taxes and talking about interest and generating income, and do you have IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, you have a pension, you have Social Security, what about long-term care, what about life insurance, what about annuities? It's a very complicated subject, and people try to make it very, very simple. Just buy this or buy that. And I said, no. Whoa, let's slow it down. Let's look at the entire financial picture. It's kind of like a, I guess, like a movie in a sense, or a jigsaw puzzle that I like to put together. Did I say jigsaw? Jigsaw puzzle. And so you've got to look at all the component parts and plot them out. And I've gone through several years of building software so that every little thing you have going on, we can look at the whole thing as it develops, as it moves forward from the day that you retire. In other words, we project everything you have out today, all the savings and investing and tax planning you may have done, and we take a look at it and plug it in and then move it forward for as many years as you want so that you can really see what's in store for you. And then we could make certain determinations or choices so that you wind up with more money in retirement. That's really what it's all about. It's why you're doing all this saving and investing and a little bit of worrying thrown in there, and advice from hundreds of people and human resources. And if you work for the government, the OPM office, and they teach you some things, but mostly what they teach you is what you can do or which funds you can invest in if you're in the TSP or your 401k plan, or if you're at one of the big investment firms. I don't mention any names on here, but you know the big names that I'm talking about. And they tell you what you can do. But the question becomes, really, what should you do for your situation? I drive that point home, and I've got several and many testimonials of clients of mine that have worked with me, and they all say the similar thing, is that, Jay, I didn't realize this. I didn't realize that. I'm so glad I've worked with you because now you've raised my awareness, right, to this, that, or the other thing. It could be protecting a spouse on your pension, or when should I take my Social Security benefits? Is it better to take it earlier or later? What about these Roth conversions? Now, I want to talk a little bit about that. I don't want to get, you know, when I start talking about taxes and Roths and IRAs, people go to sleep. It's not a fun subject. It's not for most people. It's fun for me because I deal with it all day long. But for most people, it's like, yeah, whatever. But if you have that attitude, yeah, whatever, and you don't address these issues, right, what's likely to happen, unless you make all of the right choices by, you know, just sheer, I don't know, luck or something, but if you don't address these issues and look at the bigger picture for yourself, you're liable to wind up with less income when you retire. You're liable to wind up with less protection for a loved spouse, or you're liable to leave less behind to your kids, even though your kids are doing great. Don't you want to protect all the hard work that you've put in all these years? So there's ways of using it. All these products, there's annuities, there's life insurance, there's stocks, there's bonds, there's brokerage accounts, there's CDs at the bank, there's long-term care, there's life, it goes on and on. How do you blend all of this together, right? That's the issue. And so when we have a conversation, and I don't bite, you can call me at 602-448-0263. Again, 602-448-0263. That's my cell, which I'm on 24/7 pretty much. I sleep with it. I get texts all night, but I turn down the volume, you know, so I can get some sleep. But you send me a text, your question, or you email me at jay at deep dive, like a diving board, deepdive1.com, and just let me give you some thoughts about your particular situation. I'll give you some examples. We're going to play some more soul music. A woman that I met very briefly when I was playing with Ray Charles. I'm going to play a little Ray Charles for you in a little bit too. But a woman by the name of Aretha Franklin. You've heard of her, right? You remember her. And she's got a cool tune. One of my favorite tunes. This is like soul all the way. Let's cue her up, Ed, and let's see what she's got to say.
I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but you're the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me
just wanna be.
Aretha. That's one of the iconic songs. That's one of the great, great tunes that came out. 60s. Aretha, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. You know, it's so interesting, Ed. You know, I when I put together the song list for the show and everything, all these different artists, think about it. You know, they're so different. You know, everybody's got their own sound, their own way of delivering the tune. You know, then you got the production of it. Mm-hmm. You've got the strings, the horns, the beat. You know, it's amazing. You know, I never really looked at that. You know, all the thousands of tunes and every one of them, when you have an artist that's doing their own thing, right? It's just amazing how different each song sounds, you know? And you're in the radio business a long time. You know that.
Yeah, and each artist has their own unique sound to it. Like, when I was working early 2000s for a sports station, but on the same floor was the other sister stations, and one was the jazz station, actually 94.1. And we were in the production room, and I saw this big gathering around this guy, and turned out it was Barry White in the production room talking to us, and you could just stand there and listen to him.
Yeah, with that
talk,
that deep voice there. Hey, baby.
The cabinets are rattling.
Every artist, they just, you know, it's amazing. When I really started putting this together, I said, you know, there's different sounds and the different, I call it like viewpoints. Different people come up with ideas, and then they collaborate with other people, and they come up with a whole different sound. And it's amazing, you know, when you think about it. That's real art when you have somebody who has a certain style. And look, not every style is for everybody. You'll like some more than others and that kind of thing. But the issue is, you know, when I relate it to retirement planning and financial planning, you know, it's everybody I talk to, it's amazing that, you know, when you look at the ads on TV, and it seems like, well, our investments or our platform is for everybody. And a lot of times it's cookie cutter platforms and just do this and do this. But it's loaded with, I don't know, it's not, from what I see, it's not the best thing to be doing, because your needs, your desires, what's important in your life, your family, what you want to accomplish, what you want to do when you retire, all these different things are different than the next person, than the next person, than the next person, the next person. So if you just follow along and do what, I don't know, the general recommendations are. You know, like, for example, I see on TV, I see the talking head, put your money into 401k, get that match, get that free money. Well, you know, it sounds good. It sounds really good. And maybe that is the best thing for you, but also maybe it's not. Maybe you have a lot of other assets that you have. You have $500,000 here, $1 million here, or $300,000, whatever it is, and you'll be taking income and then Social Security and your pension, and you realize that you're going to be paying more and more taxes for the rest of your life. And, you know, when you were told to do something in your younger ages, when you were working in a corporation and you have a 401k rep came in and said, yeah, do this, and it sounds great. It sounds great, but, you know, there's always a piper to pay, you know, especially this issue of Roth conversions is very, very important, because you're putting money into the pre-tax 401k IRA because you want that tax deduction. You don't have to pay taxes on it when you put it in. That's a great thing. You love that. It's more money to spend, right? But the thing about it is, now, as you move forward to that day, you're going to call it quits, whether it's early 60s, mid-60s, or if you work into your 70s, you're going to start to need income, right? We know that. Social Security, maybe a pension, if you have it. Only about 10 or 20% corporations have that, if you work for the federal government. But now you have to start taking withdrawals from that 401k account. And guess what? You'll be receiving what they call a 1099, meaning that you need to report the distributions that you make, right? You need to report those distributions as earned income. All right, it's going to show up in your tax return. Right, and that means you got to pay taxes on that, and it's going to go on that way every year and you look at all sources of income, and for most people, most all of their income is going to be taxable retirement. And you say, wait a minute, what happened there? I've got many clients in that situation, and they were there prior to them coming to me. Right. So now we've got to look at, you know, how do we undo this burden? How do we lower the tax bill? Because when you have taxable income, what then happens? Look, I don't want to be the bearer of bad tidings here, but what happens is now your Social Security income that you're receiving, and this may be a shocker for you, I don't think I've ever mentioned it on this program yet, but your Social Security that you're receiving, that you pay taxes, FICA tax, you pay it, but now you're going to receive it, and guess what? Because you have other sources of taxable income, namely distributions from a pre-tax 401k plan, now your Social Security, most of it, up to 85% of it, what you receive, is going to show up on your tax return, and you're going to have to pay taxes on it. It's just a fact. Can you believe it? I don't make the rules up, folks. Don't shoot the messenger, right? But the fact of the matter is your Social Security is now going to be taxed on the way out. Oh, my goodness, right? Did you think, were you told that when you were told to put a lot of money into the 401k plan IRA? No, you probably weren't. That's my experience, what I see on a day-to-day basis. Okay, now, for those of you that have done really well and have incomes in retirement of over $100,000, the exact figure, I think, is $109,000 right now, but let's say it's more than that, then you have another surcharge that I am certain nobody's told you about, and that's called IRMA. And if you want to look it up, go ahead. Google, I-R-M-A-A, IRMA. Oh, my goodness, what the heck is IRMA? IRMA is something you won't know about until 2 years later. It's retroactive. They send you a bill, and they say you had too much income, and you're on Medicare, right? For example, you file for Medicare. You're retired. You lose your medical insurance at your employer. Now you're on Medicare. But because you've done so well, now they're going to send you a bill for IRMA. And IRMA is a surcharge, which can be pretty darn significant, and the rates are going up. You can now receive a bill that says you owe for IRMA, which is a surcharge on your Medicare. And that could be a few hundred dollars a month per spouse. It could be $500. And if you've done really well, it could be $800 or $900 a month for your Medicare. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up here. And they have a new schedule that's supposed to come out in 2031. And do you think the rates are going to be higher or lower? You guessed it. They're going to be higher. So there'll be more of a surcharge on this Medicare premium that you'll have. And that'll be, unless the laws change or something, but, you know, the government needs lots of tax money, and Medicare and all these entitlements, they're not loaded with cash. You know, they have tremendous liabilities. With the baby boomers retiring, more and more people are retiring every day. I think it's 1,000 Americans a day or something along those lines are turning 65 and going on Medicare. So the system is more and more stressed, right? They've got to generate revenue. All right. Well, there's some good news. As I said, I don't want to go too far into all these little specific things, but I just want to give an overview. And it's time to hear a little music. We're going to play some Ray Charles, a guy I used to work for years ago. Seems like another lifetime ago. I had a lot more hair, had that beard and the goatee. And this particular clip is from the movie Ray. I found it, and it's you hear them screaming in the background, having a good time, having a party. So let's cue up What I'd Say, Ray Charles. Hey, 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 yeah. Can you play one time, let me say?
Talk Radio Network.
Hey, jazz lovers, been trying to find a show that plays real jazz like me? Well, guess what? I produce my own show, Jay Weinstein here. We can listen to what we really, really want. Set your dial to 106.1 and 1340 on the AM, WTAN, and we've got you covered two times a week, Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. Got a great show cooking for you, Hot Jazz Financial. We're going to be talking about some super powerful retirement planning tips. It's not investment advice, but we're going to talk about strategies to make sure you can retire and retire strong.
This April 9th to the 14th, join us in Lakeland at Sun and Fun's biggest event ever. Discover a jam-packed lineup of special events all week long. Dazzling air shows and hundreds of exhibits are waiting for you. And don't miss a once-in-a-lifetime concert by Dylan Scott.
I need one she ain't climbed up in that ain't played her favorite songs.
With special guest Sarah Evans on opening night Tuesday, April 9th at 6 p.m. Witness the Thunderbirds soar through the afternoon sky as you explore more than 500 exhibitions. Watch mesmerizing fireworks shows on Wednesday and Saturday night and more. Get ready for an immersive experience for the whole family. And don't forget, you can bring kids under 10 for free. Whether you stay for a day or all week, take fun to new heights this April. Don't miss out on Sun and Fun 2024. Get tickets and a guaranteed parking pass at flysnf.org. That's flysnf.org.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All right. Little Ray Charles there. As I mentioned, and some of you already know, that I used to work for Ray Charles. And I tell you, well, I could tell you stories and stories. In fact, I'll tell you one story. We were playing in Austin, Texas. It was at night, and we had a stage, and it was outdoors, and they had these lights, right? They had these lights, and the lights had these generators, you know, these little electrical generators to turn the lights on, right? And the lights made a little bit of noise, a little bzzz, bzzz. And Ray, you know, he's just, he does what he likes. He doesn't have any thoughts about just speaking his mind at any time, right? So he could even be in the middle of a song, which he was. And I think he was singing Georgia. He started playing Georgia, you know, what he does. And he heard this buzzing noise. He heard this bzz, bzz, and he stopped right in the middle of the tune, and he says, "Hey, what's that buzzing noise I hear? Buzz, 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 buzz." He says, somebody in the band yells out, "Hey, Brother Ray, it's the lights." And Ray sat there for a second, had this look of puzzlement on his face, and then he said, "Wow, I didn't know lights made noise." And he just cracked everybody up with that. Of course, he knew what it was. But, you know, I guess you had to be there. And there have been times where, you know, he likes to rock and roll on his piano bench, you know, back and forth. Remember the days you see him rocking back and forth. And one day he rocks himself so hard, he just falls over. He just goes right over the back. And he was having a good time. He was just laughing, and his valet comes running out on stage and props him back up, and like nothing ever happened. He just did whatever he liked. Well, all right. So now we get back into the the stuff that, you know, a lot of people just, I don't know, it's hard to bring up some subjects, but they're so important. I see it every day. I worked for the big firms, and now I've been on my own for many, many years, and I got hundreds of clients all around the country. And, you know, the questions that come up and the things that you think that you know about, the things that, oh, I know about that, but then when we get into it a little bit heavier, a little bit deeper, I find that there's confusions, there's misunderstandings about what it's really going to take to make sure that you can retire and retire, I say, strong. And what I mean by strong is that you've got more money than you need coming in every month forever. And one of the things you have to battle, right, is inflation. Oh my goodness. Now, inflation rates change depending on who you talk to. But we know that, for example, a dollar today is not going to be worth a dollar in 10 years, right? We know the spending power of that dollar is going to be a lot less. It's going to be, I'm just throwing out a figure because I don't have my calculators in front of me, but a dollar today in 10 years might be worth 65 cents or something, right? It means that whatever you can buy for a dollar or $10 is now it's cutting in a third of it's cut off of that, right? What you can purchase, right? And so when you look at the money that you saved and invested and all those kinds of things, you say, well, I've got a good amount of money. Maybe you have $1 million. Maybe you got 750. Maybe you got $3 million. Whatever it is, we have to use that money to support your lifestyle at that point. Now, it's true, you may not have a mortgage, or maybe you reverse mortgage your house. I talked about that. There's some good benefits to doing that. If it's needed, you can make your first mortgage payment go away by reverse mortgaging your house. And if you email me or text me, I'll explain exactly how that works. Again, J-A-Y at deepdive1.com. Or text me at 602-448-0263. Reverse mortgage is a tool, right? Just like all these other products and things that you can get into, investments and savings and different tax strategies, they're all tools. And do they work for you? So when I talk about inflation, one of the things that you really want to look at is that your money supply, and is it going to last with the income that you're going to be drawing out, the ups and downs of the market. Most people believe that the market. I was on the phone with a woman yesterday at length, and she's one of these people that has her own ideas, has her own investment choices that she makes, and she believes that income generation, right, of a guaranteed income stream using life expectancy credits of 7, 8, 9%. Her words were, that's boring to me, really. And so she feels that, you know, she's sticking with strictly securities, right, market type investments, and she's going to be able to generate income for the rest of her life, withdrawing 7, 8, 9% without any protection. And, you know, I've never, ever seen any article, and I do a lot of research and talking to people, that where anybody says they can do that. You can do that in a good year when the market goes up 20%. Yes, you can definitely take out 9%. But what happens when the market loses 4%? Can you still take out the 9%? Oh, well, then I won't take out income at that point. Okay, that works. But what happens if you need that income, right? You need that income to live on. You see, whatever whatever you come up with as a strategy, we want to, these are not right or wrong. What we want to do is look at all the possibilities, all the different things that could occur with interest rates or growth rates or taking income and inflation. What we do is we plot everything out and we look at the big picture and see, does it work for you? And when I have my Zoom calls with my clients and people that are thinking about working with me, we look at, see, that's the thing, is that numbers really don't lie. Numbers are numbers, right? As long as you have quality numbers going in, I always say garbage in, garbage out. So we've got to have quality numbers to make sure good quality is going in. And then the output gives us information. It gives us ideas. It gives us knowledge as to where our financials or where our retirement planning could possibly fall short, right? We want to know about these things, you know, because if you don't, then, I don't know about you, but I hate these kinds of rude surprises where there's like a lot less money than I thought there was, right? That's not something you want to have happen when you're 72 years old, right? We want to be prepared for that. And excuse me, something in the throat. And we want to be prepared for that, and we want to make sure that we have a plan to protect ourselves. I scream this all the time, and you know, some people listen and they say, you're right, you know, and some people they don't listen, they just do whatever they want, and I wish them the best, because hey, you like vanilla, you like chocolate, whatever it is, but the key is, let's take a look at your entire financial picture. And that's how we do it. J-A-Y at deepdive1.com. J-A-Y deepdive1.com. Or you can text me or call me 602-448-0263. And let me know you have some concerns. And we'll see if those concerns are warranted. Maybe you're better off than you thought you were. I don't know. Right? But it's time for some more music. I like to go into the stories of money and retirement planning. Let's go into music, because that's my background as a musician. I love Stevie Wonder, and he has a tune that I found last night called Living in the City. You'll remember this song. It's one of the great songs. Hey, let's cue that up.
To keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for me. And you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city.
Stevie, that lick, I love that lick. That's one of the, I don't know, I love these iconic, or these things that you can hear, and wow, I remember that from years and years ago. It's a tune I hadn't heard in a long time. And I said, that bridge, that little lick right in the middle there is just so cool, right? Anyway, and you could hear Stevie start to sing it.
Wow.
So must have a little chest cold or something. But anyway, we just move on. Now, I want to get back to this topic I started the show off with, Roth conversions. Now, folks, I realize we're not talking about the most exciting thing in the world. This stuff is not like, it's not sexy. It's not the greatest thing in the world, right? To entertaining is what I mean. But it's so important because there's several ways to do Roth conversions. And what does a Roth conversion do? It takes all that money that you've socked away into a 401k, a pre-tax IRA, a 403b, if you work for a nonprofit or a hospital or a school district. It takes the 457 money, because these are all pre-tax money you put aside, you saved, and you didn't have to pay taxes on it. And as I said before, guess what? As my accounting professor said in 101 at NYU, there's no such thing as a free lunch. That's correct. You're going to have to pay that taxes and at the current rate. So the Roth conversion, what it does is it turns that pre-tax money that you have, right, the taxes that have this tax liability associated with it, right, that you're going to have to pay back as you draw out income, and it turns it into after tax, or really tax-free money. In other words, there's you're washing out the taxes on the money now, and you're doing it systematically, or you're doing it in a lump sum. We have to take a look at the entire picture to see if that's a good move for you, because I don't want you having to pay a lot of taxes on money to wash it out if it's not projected that you're not going to have a high tax bill anyway, right? So in other words, for somebody who's in a medium, lower or medium income bracket at retirement, it may not make sense to do that, because you won't be paying a lot of tax when you retire. Remember, you know, the idea was to reduce your tax liability when the 401k plan was big in the 80s, because the tax brackets were super high, and to put money aside was a smart idea, because the thought was, when I retire, I'll be in a lower tax bracket. And that is true in some cases, but not nearly as much as people think, because tax rates have actually come way down for the last 30 years, 90s, 2000s. The actual brackets have been down, so the deduction that we're getting now is not nearly as big as it was in the 80s, right? So you're not saving as much taxes now, and because you're saving a lot and other things, when you take the money on the backside, when you retire, you might actually be in a higher tax bracket. We don't know, right? So this is what we need to take a look at and assess, is does it make sense to keep getting that tax deduction and then having to pay more in taxes later, right? Now, if you've talked to your accountant, they might not really agree with you because they're not looking at the big picture. I can talk about accountancy because my dad was one, my brother-in-law was one, and I know from first-hand experience, they don't ever bring these subjects up with their clients. I teach them these things, and they look at it. I had an accountant, a big firm, once said, you know, I don't think tax deferral is such a good idea, or I wonder, is it a good idea? And I looked at him and I said, yeah, but it's an individual thing. We have to weigh it in each individual case and see what sources of income. Are there any inheritances? Is there a pension, Social Security, spousal income? Many, many things that we have to weigh. I keep saying this over and over, when people contact me, they just want, you know, a simple answer. And you know what, folks, when this comes to money and retirement and all these different things, there never, ever is a simple answer. So be advised, be on warning that there's things that you want to look at, and I can help you do that. You have to contact me, J-A-Y, at deepdive1.com, or my phone, 602-448-0263. We're getting close to the end of my show today. I love it. Hopefully you're learning and you're getting some ideas. Always feel free to contact me. We're going to play a couple more tunes here. I have a tune queued up from a woman by the name of Patrice Russian. I like this. I've always liked this tune. You know, it's a cute little tune. Forget-Me-Nots. Ed, you got that queued up. It's the one that we have after the Stevie one. I think we got a little technical issue here, maybe. If not, let's go straight to Marvin Gaye and listen to what he's got to say. He's got a great iconic tune. I'm not hearing you so well. Okay. Well, we're going to play something. And Ed, you know what? I'm going to let you play whatever you want.
Actually, the link you sent is not right, so I was trying to figure that out.
Oh, okay. Well, let's jump to Marvin Gaye, the next one. Yeah, we got that. I get all these tunes off of YouTube. And there we go. Here's Marvin Gaye. always love doing the show. Thank you for your text. I will answer you one-on-one. We're running out of time here. And you can always email me at jay@deepdive1.com. I will answer you one-on-one, the emails that are coming in and the texts. So I'm getting some great questions about overall planning and income and investments and different things. Always feel free to contact me, jay@deepdive1.com, or text me 602-448-0263. Again, 602-448-0263. I will see you again, listen to me again on Thursday morning, 8 o'clock, on the Tan Talk Radio Network. We're going to close it out with Pancho Sanchez, a little Watermelon Man. All right. Have a good few days.